Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Cure for a Troubled Heart. John chapter 14, verse 1. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Let your heart also believe in me. Trouble with our physical heart can be cured by surgery or by treatment in various means, medication, and so forth. But for the spiritual heart, there's only one cure. That is Jesus. And in the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, we find the words of Jesus that gives encouragement to each and every one of us who live on planet Earth. He assures us that our heart can be cured. Our troubled heart can be cured as we trust in Him. When we recognize that our eternal condition of being separated from God is cured by belief in Him, it brings us a satisfaction that whether we live or whether we die, we will always be with the Lord. I have had the joy of being at the bedside of those who are the closest to me in the final moments of their life. I want to testify to the fact that we can die in victory. Death is not the curse. Death is the wonderful assurance for the believer that we pass through the door of this life and enter into the presence of God to a joy that we have never experienced here on earth. It is truly the cure of a troubled heart. If you have trouble believing, go back and read John chapter 14 once again. And then I urge you, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, and you will find peace that you have never experienced before. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, I pray that once again we might place our trust in you completely, that we might reestablish that wonderful relationship we have with you, that whether we live or whether we die, we will always be with you. Thank you for giving us eternal life. Let that life shine so bright that people will be drawn to the light. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.